Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here live on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. Dr. Pat Allen, you are live on the air.
And glad of it.
So we're going to go ahead and take that and start off fast. But I want to say I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you live each and every Thursday. Hello, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. You got a question?
I do, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, ho, ho. It's Brian.
Yes. Even before Christmas, ho, ho, hoing. So, last week was pretty eventful. I ended up going for a walk in my neighborhood, and to make a long story short, two ladies who were in grad school who went to the same school that I did went by, and we ended up spending the rest of the day together, and it was very nice. And one is definitely attractive. They're both cute, but
so you know, a menage.
Well, it didn't get to sexual stuff, and it didn't. I'm not even sure it really got to flirting, but we did have a very very nice time. It was almost like an impromptu date because it lasted about 5 hours, but mostly being a tour guide. But you know, my concerns are they're about half my age, but they were very comfortable being around me. And then it's like, one I'm certainly more attracted to than the other, so I don't know how to engineer something like that. Plus, you know, they're both, one's very busy with school, one's busy with work, so I don't know how available they are anyway. But we might, the three of us, get together again this weekend.
I want you to understand, how many years are they younger than you?
About half my age, so they're in their mid-20s.
I want you to understand that the divorce rate between men that are good men and women, a distance of 10 to 15 years, the man has an opportunity to grow into his sensitive over 50 era, and the women have the right to become intelligent, educated professionals or business women. It's really a good statistic.
Yeah, and I know you've also emphasized being friends first, and I have no problem being friends with anybody else.
Driven by your penis.
I don't know about that. I mean, as I say, one, oh, I'm okay. Definitely very, very, very attracted to. I don't think I'm in andropause.
I understand that, except it's not the same as when you're totally young and driven by it.
Maybe. I think I was a late bloomer, so I still think I'm in some ways coming into my own on that.
You have learned some lessons, some for me. You've learned some lessons about how to deal with new age women who are both intelligent and sexual.
Yes. I mean, these women are definitely, that neither one of them are from this country, but both definitely very smart. What's that?
What country were they from?
They're both Asian, so one is Korean and the other one is from China. And either one of them have only been here a couple of years, but their English is remarkably good.
But the Asian cultures raise with discipline. So
these
ladies are already prepared to be virtuous women, intellectually at least.
Yeah, I mean, they told me they both recently broke up, so I know they've had some experience. But the thing is, I think both of them want to end up moving out of the area. So right now, I think I'm more focused on, you know, being friends. If we have some time to hang out, finding out who they are. And then I have another woman that is closer to my age or our background.
Oh, that's good. Did you follow my direction about being a leader male?
Well, I mean, I suppose I did on Saturday with the two of them, because I was certainly taking them around, and they definitely enjoyed it. And I did say clearly to the one who's, you know, my same age, you know, I want to see you, and when are you available? So it sounds like we have a date with the work, but then I have to want to see if I can fit all of that into one weekend. And I also had another date on Sunday, and it was
I think that's
pleasant.
Wonderful, but I want you to know, a man of maturity who is a good leader is a real jewel for a woman raised culturally to be disciplined.
Yes. I mean, again, even in the little time we spent together, I mean, they're definitely appreciative in a different way. And I mean, I was surprised how open they were to stuff, because I'm like, wow, you know, that they wanted me to get in their car for a little bit. And, you know, I ended up, they came over to my place for a little bit, and then I showed them, and then I drove them around town. So it was very strange. It didn't reflect a different culture, but I was really surprised that they were that trusting that soon. For me, that's been,
you know, why
unusual.
They're that trusting? Because they're raised to set boundaries.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I didn't push any of them, even though I did have a dream a couple nights ago that I think I took one of their hands and they pushed it away in a dream. But hey, it's definitely
That's like an alcoholic dreaming of drinking when he's sober.
Oh, like dry drunk, like that, getting used to being rejected even when you're not being rejected.
That's exactly right. Not only that, but it slows down your assertive maleness. You're competing, conquering, and controlling, which that God interfered scientifically, and you had a chance to really change your dating style and see the fun of starting out with a virtuous friendship and seeing where it's going to go.
Yeah, definitely. And it was so nice in meeting them out in the world, you know, in my neighborhood where I was taking a walk. And it's a reminder that, hey, I can meet people at the grocery store, even though sometimes I'll go there and I'm like, oh my God, those women are, some of them are so attractive, even with the masks on, that can be distracting. But yeah, this was a very, very nice experience, and you know, I'm glad that it's not the only option that's on the table for me. So my goal is to
but when I wanted
yeah
I wanted you to be competitive, conquering, and more controlling of the situation.
So I made my
point.
You certainly haven't. I finished off Emma Jung, Animas, and Anima, and I think the main message I got is for the Annie, I guess the female side, to be mindful of the judgments from society, and the the male side. God, it had a lot of mythology in it, and you know, how men get direction from women. It was very interesting.
No, you don't get directions from women. That's masculine. You get boundaries.
Oh, yes, but sometimes, like, having a woman as a muse can sometimes, I suppose, be inspiring. Maybe is a better word.
Good. There's another book by Sanford called The Invisible Partners. It's also transactional analysis.
Oh, John A. Sanford. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can take a look at
it. It's just more of you understand, I teach a significant amount of transactional analysis because I am one. And I'm also into I Ching. I'm also into East-West information. And there are four people in a relationship. You have a male body, but your soul, female body, but her soul is the animus. So I thought maybe you'd like to read about the invisible partners.
That's good. Yeah. I'm definitely, and I see he's got a book on dreams and healing too. Yes, here we are. Invisible, how the male and female in each of us affect our relationships. Okay, I see it here.
Yes, okay. And if you want a dream book, one of my protege students, Patricia Eltage, has written what she's learned from me and learned on her own, and it's called Dream Class by Patricia Eltage. E-L-T-I-N-G-E.
Yeah.
And if you're interested, you might like that.
Yeah, I've met her before. And when you were doing your in-person Monday nights, I was able to see the book. I actually referred a colleague to Patricia who had some dream stuff. And I said, hey, why don't you go see her? She's definitely
she's
an expert.
In Florida.
Oh, she's in Florida now. Oh, okay.
Yes, she's with a wonderful man who's, they're just having a great relationship. I've known her many years, and things are all coming together. Masculine-wise with the book, and feminine-wise with the relationship.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm eager to hear what my buddy has to hear about her reaction, because I mean his reaction. I think said her.
You know what? It's absolutely she's building a clinic, not a clinic. She's building a reputation and speaking and doing what I showed her when I did it. So if you can, it would be wonderful if you were interested a little bit in a dream analysis.
Yeah, I may. I went to your dream analysis years ago and enjoyed your interpretation. I think I still have a recording of it somewhere. I'm not remembering my dreams as well as I could. I don't write them down as
well.
Well,
you probably open your eyes too soon when you wake up in your Lyman state. Keep your eyes shut and have a pad of paper and a pen you can jot down. Otherwise, when you open your eyes, you come back into your conscious world and the subconscious where the dreams, it's called alignment period. It's a small piece of time between waking up and going to sleep where you can capture wonderful messages from your subconscious in your conscious mind where you can read it. I do it all the time. And I want to tell you the part that I added to the world of dreams. I studied I've been doing therapy 51 years, but I found out through my own experience that, and I taught Patricia and she's learned how to do it, that when you dream of men, whether you're a man or do good, because the soul of a man is the anima. It's what makes a man a gentleman. And when you dream of women of all ages, you're dreaming of doing good. So if your woman in your dream is drowning in an ocean, I would say, well, that sounds very sensual and sexual. And I wonder, is there something happening at your work that's scaring you? That's such a big addition that I really like teaching it and I like experiencing it. So just when you do your dreams, call her or ask me and I'll tell you what it says to me. And she will too.
Yeah, no. That's definitely big step. So I remember in person you used to say things like, hey, as long as they're 18 years and older, they're fine. It doesn't matter what your age. But I mean, are there pitfalls of dating people, you know, with such a big age gap?
It depends on their compatibility. If they want babies, uh-huh, you might not be in the mood.
That's true.
If they want young bodies, you may not want to be in her mood. So it's very interesting. Just remember, you dream of women, you're dreaming of doing good to feel good. And if you dream of men or boys, even babies, you're dreaming of, let's see, I said women. Did I say men?
When you dream of men,
you dream of feeling good. When you dream of women, you're dreaming of doing good.
Right, right.
To feel
like
good.
Okay.
Died. All right. So did we do enough of this?
Yes. More than enough. Thank you.
I'm giving you a reward for doing what I asked you to do.
Thank you. Oh, by spending some time?
On being an assertive male, competitive, conquering, and controlling with two women, you know, that's the contract that I gave you last time.
Oh, it's feeling good to do good in a dream, and women, it's doing good if you doing good to feel good, right?
Yeah, if you dream of men, it's feelings because you're dreaming of their anima. Anima is feminine. I love. Women's soul is called. This is ages old.
Mm-hmm.
And when you dream of a woman, but I've never seen it in a dream life reading, so I'm taking credit for it.
Yeah, and in the book you recommended, the Emma Jung book, I said, yeah, Pat's been emphasizing
Invisible
a lot of this
partners.
Stuff for a while.
What?
The Emma Jung book, the Animas and Anima, I was able to pick out the part. Yeah, Pat's been talking about this stuff for a long time, and now I'll take a look at what you said, Sam.
Well, thank you and congratulations.
All right. Appreciate it as always, Dr. Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay, Dr. Pat, we got another call here. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
What?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I'm not really interested in this man anymore. I had a question about him, but he was dating me a few weeks ago, and we were talking every day and in communication, and He wanted me to be over at his house, like, week to week, and he was just in a long relationship. And he said he was, but it takes him time to decide that. And I said, that's okay. But then when we were talking, he started getting very, sexual in, like, his messages. So I just asked him if he was interested in a long-term relationship or more of a friends with benefits relationship. And he got really mad and said that I shouldn't even be asking that this early on, and kind of snapped at me, and I haven't heard from him since, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Welcome to today's Friends with Perks Institute.
Okay, so he did want Friends with Perks because he was very vague and just pressing me to be, wanting me to be a free girlfriend. I felt like he wanted me to be a free girlfriend over at his house 5 days a week and everything, and not offer me commitment. So
I want you to know he's simply following the herd of women that want to please men as a way to keep them, which could be considered sex work, except they don't even get paid, they get dinner.
And we negotiated that I wasn't going to let him in, but he wanted to, you know, do other things, but I just wasn't comfortable with that. I felt like it was a friend
with
her.
That's right. Good girl.
Yay! I'm doing so good. So he's done, and I'm dating, or three other men are dating me. But I just started a new job. I'm not a career woman anymore. I'm a woman with a career. But since I'm training right now, it's kind of taking up a lot of my availability. Do you think that it's possible? I'm just not as available anymore, and I'm noticing these guys aren't messaging me as much, but I'm making time for my number one guy on Friday. That's okay, right?
Okay, yeah, no, you've got to book your male time for work and your female time for dating.
Right. It's just before I wasn't working for a few months, so I had time to date a lot. But now I just got a new job, so I feel like these guys are really upset that I'm not available anymore, but, I mean, I have to work, so.
You've got to set your boundaries, that's all I know.
Right, okay.
So set your boundaries, and if he doesn't like them, you're not compatible.
Okay, perfect, yay, I'm doing good.
Good.
Thank you, that's it, I'm good.
What did you say? You said thank you for doing what I teach you.
Thank you. Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, caller, you are on the line with Dr. Pat in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Kelly. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I have a little bit of a follow-up. We spoke 5 weeks ago. I had a situation with a man I used to work with over 3 years ago. We never had
sex. But you're not working with him now?
Correct. Not working with him now. Had not spoken to him for 3 years. He reached out randomly. I pushed him away out of fear, basically. And you encouraged
What? Out of fear?
Out of fear, yeah.
Was he dangerous?
He was emotionally dangerous. I had been concealing from him that I was in a relationship, and I had recently gotten out of it, and we had had sort of a relationship for a number of years while we worked together that was romantic but never sexual. And
wait a minute, he had a relationship with you?
Yes.
Okay, but you never consummated it. You had attraction but no consummation.
Right. And I guess
you set a virtuous boundary for him. And he remembered that. That's why he's back. because he's ready to be with the virtuous.
I respect, I'm realizing that is the case, but because of the boundaries that we had in place, because we worked together, and he was, to give him the credit, I was ready to not be that virtuous, but he was the one saying, look, he kind of outranked me where we worked and said, look, this
so
is not
he was asking, talking. He was asking you to become romantic.
Yes.
And did you say, I'll date you, but I don't know if I'll get romantic?
Well, when he reached back out recently, he was very unclear with what he wanted. And when we had worked together, so there was a gap of 3 years. Before the 3 years, we were working together.
Okay.
And
so
it was very codependent.
But I'm curious about the word fear. Are you afraid to date him or... legally? I mean, do you think he'll rape you?
The goal fear at all.
Okay, so what is the fear of?
The fear was that feeling of when we talked before, when we worked together, it was very codependent because I was not able to express myself, to be myself. And so we went back and
so
forth.
So what you're saying, what you're saying is you were feeling usable.
Yes.
How did you plan to learn not to do that unless you did it? He's maybe your best lesson.
He did. And I thought by telling him, so I used one of your tools and said, you know, I have something that might be a little sensitive to talk to you about. This was a few months after he started reaching back out again.
Yeah.
And he
well, I love that, though. That's beautiful.
Yes, and you know,
thank him for his reach out?
No, I did it all wrong. I had it beautifully planned out in my head, and then it all went to shit the second I got him on the phone.
But
I just got nervous.
I want you to learn how to be you, no matter who you're with.
Yeah, I've gotten better since then. I've read all of your books.
Has he said he doesn't want you? Because of your virtue?
No, not at all. But what he did say when I had that conversation with him, where I basically told him, you know, you've never been hurtful to me, but our relationship has been painful in the past. I've just recently gotten out of a long relationship, but I do want to be married. You know, I do want to be in a relationship and, you know, just kind of letting him know. And then he said, you know, he doesn't really know where he's going to end up living right now. Things are in the air with things. Get back in touch with me when he knows where he's going to live, which I don't really understand, but I take it.
Okay,
for it.
So you've already set the boundaries and you've already made your point of virtue and you've never had intercourse with him.
Correct.
Okay, so you're in a perfect place to handle him in spite of your fear when he comes back, if he comes back, to date you. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
And are you willing to date men that you're afraid you're going to be codependent with because they're so gorgeous?
Yes, and I've been duty dating, and I have no fear. I have no
honey,
no feelings.
Duty dating is dating people you don't have chemistry for.
Yeah, I don't have chemistry for anyone else because I've been so hung up on him.
Then would you please only date men that you have chemistry for and then set your boundaries like you did this time?
Yes.
You did a great job.
Well, where you told me I went wrong was that I had said to him that before we had done this thing where we talked and talked and talked every single day. And I became obsessed with him because I wasn't duty dating back then. And so I told him I don't want this ambiguous game of phone tag and texting anymore. When I look back now, I realize he was, you know, I shouldn't have asked for more, better, or different.
Yes, got it. But you got through it, you're on the phone, and he's still chasing you.
No, I'm 5 weeks into an 8-week waiting period with him.
Okay, you're doing that, and he's got 3 more weeks.
Yes.
Please don't. But don't change what I teach you. Do it or don't do it. But he's got 3 more weeks. Are you willing for him to ask you out and set your boundaries just as you've been doing?
Yes. It's a little complicated because we live in different places. And I think he, well, I don't want to make assumptions, but.
No, please don't. If he wants to see you, he'll arrange it. You don't have to worry about anything that he doesn't arrange. You're not going to ask him.
Right. Well, so my question for you was this, if
is
I may.
What?
We have
what?
A mutual connection who my background in kind of psychology, transactional analysis, so he understands kind of my side, and he's been watching this whole relationship progress over the last 8 years, but he also has the business side and the respect of this man. And so I'm wondering what your thoughts are on kind of.
Are you wanting to use him as a therapist?
No. I want to maybe have him mention me to this man to say, you know, because my other concern is this man has, I didn't represent myself very well when I left the company. So I think his perception of me
well,
maybe.
Are you saying you want to ask an outside man to run him off?
No, I want him to say good things about me and to maybe suggest, like, hey, I you know, I understand.
No. What you're doing is giving away your power as a woman. Please, you decide if he is or isn't available and ready and appropriate. Not a therapist or not even a non-practicing therapist. I want you to become you.
Yeah, but I haven't seen this guy, and I think his perception of me is from so long ago that he doesn't know.
And the chemistry is still there. I see it now.
Yeah.
You still are chemically attracted. How many times did you date him?
Have I dated him?
Did you date him at all?
Yes. Probably at least a dozen times.
Okay. Are you willing to at least date him twice?
Yes.
I'll cut you down on, I won't ask you to do 3 times because you've done all those. But would you date him if he asks you twice to practice your skill building?
100%.
He's a wonderful opportunity. I hear your chemistry.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
let's use
you know,
it to learn something.
Yes. And I get comfort from the fact that you always say to trust your instincts and have positive energy about it, because even though I do feel like I'm coming close to the 8 weeks and I feel like it will go beyond that, but I do have this strong instinct and this positive faith that, you know, he feels this chemistry too and that he will reach out to me.
I want you to understand, don't be surprised if he reaches out, and don't be surprised if he doesn't. But he's got 3 weeks to do it in my book.
And then what should my mindset, how should I kind of...
Your mind should say, I'm going to see how he handles his sexuality. I will tell him my truth, and I will see how he handles that.
And
I will never... What?
No, go ahead.
I will never order you to not date him, and I will never order you to date him, but I hear that you want to date him, and you even want somebody to do a PR program for you on him. Do you realize what you're doing? You're asking my approval of having somebody sell you to him. He's already bought you. The only problem I hear is I'm not sure he is going to pay for you with monogamy, continuity, and longevity. But we'll find out in 2 dates, right?
Yes, ma'am, we will.
Okay.
And so if and when we are together, can you give me some guidance? I don't want to be... Now, obviously, my chemistry for him is very strong, and I have to hold myself back, which I've never had to do with anyone else in my whole life, but hold myself back from like touching him and being flirty and like, so is it appropriate? What's the
appropriate? Don't let your penis in your, his penis in your mouth, anus or vagina. That's all I care about.
Is it okay to like hold his hand first? To touch him, or should
yes,
I let him make
that's
the first
masculine. No. You don't get to chase him. You have to deal with your fear and say, I'm not comfortable. You already did it. I want you to know the magic word for women is, thank you for asking, but no thank you. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do that?
He should make the first physical move, even
every
as far as like
first move, verbally and physically, and you thank him for reaching out.
Okay.
And then you say, "I want to tell what?"
I was just saying, "I got it."
Then you'll say yes or no to whatever he's asking, holding hands or holding you, whatever. I want you to be in charge. Don't give it to anybody else, including me. Okay?
All right. Yes, ma'am. I
good luck.
It. Thank you, Dr.
And date two others.
All right. I will try to find them.
Please. They're out there.
Okay. I'll be looking. Thank
okay.
you.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye. Okay, I believe we have another call in our queue coming up. Let me double check that with Sam at our switchboard. And remember, the call-in number is 323-203-0815.
Hello, caller.
You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, Dr. Allen, I have a question for you. You mentioned dreams.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, when I was growing up as a teenager, I used to have this recurrent dream of running away from a train or a bus that wanted to run me over. And it was
Wait a minute. Do that. You were running away from who?
From a train. Or a bus that was trying to run me over.
Well, that's called your life was swamping you. That isn't a person, that's a train. Somehow, did you have anybody to talk to about your fears of growing up?
No.
Well, it shows. Are you able to tell people now what you want and what you don't want? Are you running your train?
No, not always.
See, what?
Not always, no.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to get married or mated?
Marriage. No.
Do you want one now?
Yes.
Are you flirting? Eyeballs and smile.
Yes.
Do you want to be respected first or cherished first?
Cherished.
Then don't talk. He's got to talk first.
Okay.
You can ask a man where the bathroom is. They like to help. So what I'm saying to you is that statement, and if you really like reading your dreams, do you dream much?
Every day.
Okay. Do you want to read the book that contains some of me?
Yeah.
Then order it from Amazon, Dream Class by Patricia Eltage.
Okay.
But trains and cars and airplanes are not human beings. They're not even animals. They are saying something about the productive side of your brain, not the romantic.
Okay.
You might really enjoy the book because it sounds like you have an open gate when it comes to have a pad of paper and a pen by your side of the bed. And keep it shut to capture what you see in your dreams on in writing. Otherwise, you'll forget it.
Yeah, so true.
Okay?
Yes. And what should I do? Another question is,
what?
When I go out with my girlfriends and we have guys approaching us, one of my girlfriends in particular, she becomes very masculine and she starts asking the guy a lot of questions, and a lot of times they end up running away from
us. But that's none of your business. She has a right to get a man for a wife. I never order women to be women.
The problem is there are times when I can start trying to flirt with starting him with questions, and then they end up running away from us.
I've got news for you. I've got news for you. If he can't get to you, he's not enough of a man.
Okay.
He's a girl with a penis. No, a man that wants to deal with you will ask you to step over to the coffee bar, and he wants to say something to you.
Okay.
You can't turn men off. They're competitive, conquering, and controlling. And your girlfriend is a guy, but he's a real guy. So let's let the man that wants you, flirts with you, let's let him capture you.
Okay. Even if my girlfriend gets in the way.
She can't get in the way of a man. A real man will get you.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. So there. So let's hunt better.
Yeah.
Eyeballs and smile. Okay. You want to be cherished. She wants to be respected. If you were lesbians, she'd be the man and you'd be the woman.
Yes, so true.
Okay. Well, you need anything else?
Okay. I just wanted to ask you about the dreams, but I guess I'll just get the book and
you were scared of something about working or running your life.
Because the same dream went on for years and years and years. My whole teenage
but
years.
That means
having...
that you were never running your life. Who ran your life for you? Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, who?
My mom.
Your mom? Was your mom a man?
Yeah.
Was your dad a woman?
Yeah.
Do you want one like your dad, or do you want a man like your mom?
I don't want a man that's a female. No, I like more masculine men.
And your mom is masculine, but your dad isn't.
My mom is masculine in her behavior, feminine in her appearance. My dad is very masculine in his appearance, but very female in his behavior because...
Very good. You know what? He had trouble running his life, too. Who's the important parent to a girl? Mom or dad?
For a girl, it's the dad.
Huh?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question was, do you like being your mother? Do you like your mother being your father and your father being your mother?
No.
Do you like that?
No.
Because your mother ran your life and you needed more of your dad. Yes or no? Girls need to be cherished by a
yes.
father figure.
Yeah.
Did you have a close relationship with your dad?
Close. Not very close, but close enough, yes.
Okay. Do you want to read a book?
Yes.
Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard.
Okay.
It's when a girl doesn't have a dad who cherishes her enough by the age of 8. Do you have a brother?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Is he close to your mom?
Very close. Very, very close.
And is he a girl or a boy?
He's definitely a girl trying to become a boy.
Does he fight with his mom?
Not really.
So is he a wuss?
Kind of, yes.
Okay, because your dad is his role model. Your mom is your role model.
They hate each other. My dad and my brother hate each other. What a fact.
I know, because they're in love with the same woman, your mom.
Yes.
So in the book, Wounded yes. Woman, it's going to give you different types of girls. And you can call me back and let me know which one you are, but you'll see why you couldn't run your train, because you don't want to be a boy and your mother likes being a boy and you wanted your dad to be a man, but he was more feminine and your brother is the same as your dad. So that's why your train didn't work very well.
Yeah. And my mother, I think she hates me.
What?
I think my mother hates me. Secretly, she hates me.
She does not hate you. She probably envies you your femininity.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's a painful thing. God didn't make her that way. She was trained to do that, like you're being trained to not run your life. That's called a script.
Well, she was always getting in the way of me living my life. She would always...
I know that, dear. I just told you that. That's the train.
Okay.
That's the train, the truck, the car, the plane.
Got it.
You just said it spontaneously when I told it to you from reading your dream. And by the way, Patricia Eltage will be on this radio show on the third Thursday. I think that's St. Patrick's Day, if I'm not mistaken. Wait a minute.
Okay.
She'll be on this show at 4:00. On the 17th, Patricia Eltage.
Okay. Okay.
St. Patrick's Day, okay?
Okay.
Did you get enough for me?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Call again.
Thank you, caller. You too. You know the number. It's 323-203-0815. I'll hop in the hot seat with Dr. Allen.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You've done it to me. Talk to your voicemail. We want to talk to you. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hello, Dr. Pat. I had called earlier. I have an 18-year-old daughter. And,
yes.
I'm learning to let her just, because she's 18, to be an adult.
Yes, she's legally free, yes. But does she live in your house?
Yes, and...
Well, then you've got the rules of the house.
Right.
So what are you telling me? What is she doing you don't like?
Well, when she's in college in a few months, she's saying she wishes to rent off campus an apartment.
That's her business, not yours.
Yeah.
Do you pay for her college?
Well, she wants me to pay for the apartment, but I'm thinking I want her to be in residence. So do I just say...
Then you say that. I'm not spending money on you playing free white. No money unless you're living in a building full of women. Is that right?
Well, I think it's That's right. It's like
it
a women's
right
dorm. Yeah, I mean, because I'm worried that it'll be too much temptation not to study.
I got news for you. Would you please honor your instinct? That's neurotransmitters. Mm-hmm. Neurotransmitters are cells, genes, hormones that signal your brain that there's something dangerous happening. You've been signaled by your body. So would you kindly not pay for what you don't like?
Well, I don't want to... what happens if her boyfriend pays? Then do I...
That's none of your business. That's her business. You will not pay any money. You...
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
What he pays is his problem.
Okay, so that way I feel...
Honey, she has a right to be an adult. She's going off out of your house. You can control her when she's with you. So why don't you just not be a mother unless she lives with you and you don't like it? Because as far as I know, she's kind of like many, many, many 18-year-olds. Let God and reality teach her, not you.
Okay, so...
But don't you dare spend a dollar on her that you don't approve of morally, ethically, and legally.
Okay. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I've
got
that.
Don't be mad at her if she's just being a normal human being.
Oh, no. No, no, I'm not. I mean, we have a good relationship. It's just,
she's growing away from you. She's growing up.
Yes.
Well, let her grow up. Let reality teach her.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
And... Yeah, I got it. I don't want to, I'm not going to pay, but if her father or if her boyfriend is paying, then there's not much I can do about it.
Nothing much you can do about it.
Okay.
Nope. That's the way it is. Let go, let God.
And the other question is, I read your book like 20 years ago.
I know.
30 years ago.
I wrote it in 1974 yeah. or something like that.
Yeah. And at the
still
time,
in the stores.
I've got a new one out.
I've got a new one out. Mm-hmm. The new one's called "It's a Man's World in a Woman's Universe."
Yeah, I have all your books. Yeah, I have all of them.
I read them, but when I
got to the point where I was engaged, and this was back when I was, 29, and I had gone by the book, but then it got to the point where we just never could set the date, and so we were just engaged.
Well, did you ever get married?
No, and we never got married because I hadn't.
Are you
I just
still
let it
with
slide.
Him? Are you still
no, I'm
with him?
No, but I'm with him. This is a second engagement that I'm in now. And again, we
You're
don't
in
have
a real
date. And
engagement? Are you going to get married?
Yeah, but we don't. Do I leave it up to him to plan it and
no,
get the date?
No. You both are designing it. You're not a kid with him, your daddy.
Well, I mean, I have the ring, and we said this summer, but I don't know when, and it's just up in the air.
Why don't you run it? It's your wedding. Brides outrank grooms. Are your mom and dad still alive?
Yes.
Okay, is your dad going to give you away?
No.
Why not?
Well, he's too old, and he doesn't really, he lives in another country. And also,
oh, I see. He's
my mother,
not available. Okay.
No,
all
and
right.
my mother,
so why don't you
I
just walk down the aisle together? Are you going to have a church ceremony? Are you going to have a courthouse?
Well, I told him I'd like to just do it at the courthouse, but we're just still, it's just up in the air. Everything's, I'm not
you
sure.
You want to do Las Vegas?
No, just the city courthouse here.
I know, but I threw in, do you want to do Vegas? They do weddings all the time. You don't feel comfortable in Vegas.
You
want to get married in a courthouse. I don't mind.
Yeah, the
city
courthouse. Yeah.
That's just fine. And then go on a honeymoon.
So I just keep bringing it up to him? Is that it?
Honey, just tell him what the plan is.
Okay.
Marriage is not of what men, they take on bills when they're So why don't you take charge of the design of a comfortable wedding? You did it with me right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in this case, I have more money than he does. It's not like I'm...
What's that got to do with it? You want a nice wedding with good pictures.
Okay.
Where did you get your daughter?
We were not married.
Yeah, you weren't married.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you a baby.
Right.
Is he a father?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when do you plan to take over your wedding?
Well, we were
planning a wedding
summer,
is not a man's job. What?
I guess this summer when I just don't have any family, so I thought it would just be easier at the courthouse, and he doesn't have...
With two of your friends.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So does he have a friend that will stand up for him, and you have one stand up for you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you do it then, and then you're going to go, where are you going to go for a little honeymoon?
Europe.
Oh, would you go that far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. That's fine.
Because we're going there. Yeah, we're going there anyways. So I wanted to get it.
Then why don't you hook up the wedding with the trip that's already planned?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where did you get the idea that a husband designs a wedding?
But I had called before and you said just let him plan it.
Well, yeah, but he didn't plan it because he didn't plan it. Mm-hmm. I'm catching up now with you by saying weddings mm-hmm. are not men's games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Women want the wedding. You said no to Vegas. You said no to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hook up the wedding with that trip. That would be wonderful. God almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to pay for his ticket?
He doesn't have much money.
Did you pay for him? Is it okay? I don't care if you give him a wedding present of the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Do you love him?
Yes.
Does he love you?
Yes.
Then use the money to have a great wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got it about your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Good. Glad you called.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
That number to call is 323-203-0815 to hop into the hot seat with Dr. Ellen and ask your question. Okay, I believe we've got another call coming in. Sam at the switchboard is getting that for us. And I want to remind everybody, Dr. Allen does groups. Oh, hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Okay, I believe we've got another.
You'll have to mute your radio.
Yeah,
you'll have
I'm
to
muted.
Turn your radio down. Okay.
I'm muted. Okay, hi. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I still get confused with this 8-week thing every so often, you know, when you break up, okay? And
you want to know where I got it?
No, here's the one thing. What happens when, I guess I'm confused about when you restart the 8 weeks. Like, if you're out, like, for example, when you're out and you're at an event, and you run into them because they came.
You say hi. You act like you don't give a darn that he never called.
Okay.
You don't make him happy by crying. You don't make him happier by hitting him in the face. You don't let him see the pain he created.
Okay.
And if he calls you, would you date him again?
Yeah.
You had chemistry for him?
Yeah.
Did you ever have sex with him?
Yeah.
With contract or without?
With middle of the ground contract, I waffled.
Did you know my contract? Monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Yeah, I knew part of it, but I waffled and I learned again.
Okay, so you gave him your body, but you made a mistake and he dumped you.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
I won't. And
good.
But just so don't let him see the pain. And then do I restart the 8 weeks though after I've run into him or not?
Do you wanna write a letter to him? Hi bye.
Yeah, I thought about doing that. So
why not? You've done the 8 weeks already?
No, and that's why I was wondering if I restarted it because I ran into him.
No. Did you only say hi or did you talk or fight?
No talking. I thought I shouldn't say anything because I didn't want to be the first to say something.
I know. So did you not talk to him intimately?
Correct. Did not.
Therefore, you get credit for that. That's not intimacy.
Okay.
So how long have you been separated from this guy?
About 4.5 weeks.
4.5 weeks. So you've got 2 weeks to go.
Okay.
And are you willing to write the hi-bye letter?
Yes.
Do you want to read it next week?
Yeah, that sounds good. Because I have the direction.
Or do you want to call my office and book me for 15 minutes? It'll cost you $50.
Okay.
So which do you want? You want to call during the show and read it? Or do you want to call my office and book it?
I think I'd rather book it. I'm a little shy to read the whole thing. But
what?
I said I'm a little shy to read the thing on the air. So I'd rather book it. And
well, then would you please write it up? Do you know the 5 steps?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, then write the letter and read to me before to him after the 2 weeks are done.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go over the tools. To paragraph 1, everything you like about him.
Mm-hmm.
Paragraph 2, the pain of not being with him.
Mm-hmm.
Paragraph 3, I don't want to live without writing this letter.
Mm-hmm.
I want a relationship with you or somebody like you.
Mm-hmm.
Paragraph 5, thank you for reading this letter and hopefully responding positively to it.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Thank
you. What?
Okay, Dr. Allen, can you do me a favor? Would you go over the hi-bye letter paragraphs for us, for our listeners that don't know the hi-bye letter?
Okay.
Oh, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. How are you today?
I'm just fine. What can I do for you? Do you want me to go over the hi-bye again?
Oh, no. I'm fully aware of the hi-bye, and I love it. I've never used it, but I think I might have to.
You've got it. Okay, so you don't. Kelly, do you understand that? She doesn't want the hi-bye, but she wants the call.
Yes, ma'am. Can I tell you what I do want?
Yeah, what do you want?
Okay, so I see clients as well. And I have a couple that I've been seeing that I would like some help with.
I like you to date 3 men 3 times.
No, it's not me. I have a couple that I'm seeing, and the woman is a woman, excuse me, she's a man in a woman's body, so she's masculine. And the man has turned into a feminine. And what has happened in the relationship is she was seeing someone else. She was dating because she's dating. Yes, I know. They were not in an exclusive relationship from her side of the story. From his side of the story, they were in an exclusive relationship. So he is offended by the fact that she has other men. The issue that I've realized is she is emasculating him and dominating him because she doesn't respect him. He wants to be with her and he wants to marry her. But in order for him to marry her, he needs to feel like she can respect him. What can I do?
Well, the truth of the matter, he was two-timing you with her and her with you. No, he told you the truth about her. He was just playing friends with perks. That's what everybody does.
Well, that's what she's saying, and you got it the other way around. She was playing friends with perks. She was.
She was dating other guys?
Yes, she was dating other guys. And so he is upset about that. And I'm their therapist. I'm coming to you for help on how to deal with them.
Well, all you got to do is, he want to date you or does he want to date her?
No. Well, he wants to date her. They are together. They are trying.
Well, then why don't you stop seeing him until he's not seeing her?
I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not.
You're not seeing him now? You're not dating him?
No. I was never seeing him. The issue is,
well, then what's he mad at you for?
He's not mad at me. He's mad at her.
Well, he started to fall in love with you and he had two women. That's all I hear.
Okay.
But nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm not a part of the love triangle. It's them. I'm just calling it for them.
Decide who's his woman and be honest about it.
So he's done that. But
and who did he pick? He picked her.
Well, yeah, because he wants her. They are engaged. So
then why don't you step out of the picture and let them be together?
Because I'm not a part of the picture.
Well, then you don't have to do anything. He's got a problem. He's got one woman in one hand and another woman in another hand. He's got a problem. He needs the phone call, not you.
You know what? You're right. Maybe I should have him call you.
What?
You're right. I said, I think you're right. I think that it would probably be easier if he called you, because then it would be in the first person and it wouldn't be so confusing.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah. He's not the only man that's ever fallen in love with two women at the same time.
Agreed.
Okay. So get yourself your own man.
Okay. Second question.
What?
If a woman disrespects a man, but the woman likes the man, how can
likes him physically?
She likes him in every way. Like she would like to. She would like.
Well,
to
wait a minute. I thought I heard you say, even if she doesn't like him, she wants
to be with him. No.
She likes him. Okay. So
yes.
What is this
if
now?
If a woman likes a man, but the way that the man is showing up in her life, she's not respecting him. What can she do?
Well, she doesn't respect him. She's just going to ruin the relationship. Men need to be respected if they're men. If they're boys, they like mama.
Agreed. So what can she do to respect him if she's not respecting him?
Does this happen to be you?
No, I'm very respectful.
Okay, all right, you're just getting messages. Well,
yes,
what she's got to do is be honest about what she does or does not do with him. That's all she's got to do, set boundaries.
Okay.
If he doesn't with them, he doesn't want her.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so if a woman is being disrespectful, than the way that she can.
A man must be respected by a woman for him to cherish her.
Yes. So the way for her to create that dynamic is for her to tell the truth.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Okay. I like that.
All right.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds good.
Good.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
You're very welcome.
All righty.
Call again.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. 323-203.
So you had somebody with a high buy?
Well, we've got another call coming, and we're going to take that first. Caller, you're okay. Live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello, yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So my question is, I have a desire to write a Where Did You Go letter to a man. And this is I'm curious if a guy is just interested in me in a friendly way or wants to get to know me better, because he says hello and makes small talk with me at the gym for multiple months.
Well, but if he doesn't ask you out, or he just wants to be friends.
Okay, so there's no need to write any letter?
No, unless you want to be the man.
Okay.
Do you want to chase him?
No.
Well, that's what a high buy letter does.
Okay.
So be friends, but don't be romantic unless he does it first.
Okay.
When he asks you to go out, or he asks you to have, then you tell a friend, are we monogamous? Are we continuous? I'm aiming towards marriage. Are you?
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Good. But be friends. He may be just warming up.
Okay, I understand. I have a second question. Is there time?
What?
My second question is, a man who was dating me was living with an ex-girlfriend, and I ended the relationship because I wasn't comfortable with him living with an ex-girlfriend.
But was he living with an ex-girlfriend for money or for sex?
It seemed to be money. They weren't in a relationship at all. But they.
That's what I mean. So why would you terminate him when he was just renting a room from her?
Because I wasn't comfortable with him living with an ex-girlfriend.
Well, they're safer than living with the girl that rented the room that wasn't his girlfriend, because then they might want to get into sex them.
Okay. So you're saying if this guy asks me out again, I can date him even if he lives with another girl? That's okay.
He's not with another girl. She's an ex-girlfriend. She's safer to him. She's safer for him than the new girl.
Okay.
Okay.
What about a boundary with getting into a committed relationship?
That's it. If they were an ex-girlfriend, they didn't work out, but they liked each other as friends, so they rent rooms from each other.
Okay.
That's what I know. People do that, so. You know, in fact, when a woman is looking for a husband and she gets horny, I tell them, do you have an ex-husband or an ex-boyfriend that was a great lay but didn't fit in for husband? You can ask him to be your lover while you look for your husband.
Oh, I'm not interested in having a lover.
Well, there are women that want one. I'm a therapist, not a moralist.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it's safe to get in a relationship with him, even if he's living with as a friend. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. All right, Dr. Allen, lay those paragraphs out for us on the hi-bye letter.
Okay, paragraph one. Everything you liked and loved about him or her, because this is done by men too. Liked and loved. Liked is approval. Love is accepting defects. Nobody's perfect. The second paragraph is either you
Oh, my goodness. We lost Dr. Pat. We're going to have to get her back. She was on paragraph two. Start over with paragraph two.
Okay. Paragraph two is when you, the man, or you, the woman, inadvertently can somebody that didn't work out. So you want to signal the person you dumped that you're available, or it's they dumped you
. We've lost her again, folks. Okay, well, we're gonna go back to paragraph two when we get her back on the line. I'm not sure what's going on. She must be having a few technical difficulties.
What's happening?
I don't know, Dr. Pat. You dropped again, so you're back on paragraph two.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, the world is a vampire, so.
Okay. So the second paragraph is either you dumped him or you dumped her, but it was a mistake for them or for you. And so you write a paragraph about how life is not as good without the other person. So you'd like another.
We have lost Dr. Pat again. We are having some technical issues.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Go ahead.
Okay. So you write a letter that says, I miss you in my life. The third paragraph is what you want. The second paragraph is what you don't want, which is the loss of them or your mistake with dumping them. And the third one is, I want to be in a relationship that is going towards marriage and building a life. Then the fourth paragraph, the first paragraph is the first paragraph is everything you like and love. The second paragraph is the pain of not having them. The third paragraph is what you want. I want a relationship and I want me to come back. You see? And the fourth paragraph is, thank you for reading this. And then you put in, I hope you respond positively. Okay.
Yeah, that clears it up for some of our listeners. And that we're asking about those paragraphs. Sometimes they don't know them. When we talk about the hi-bye letter, it's great to clarify what's going on. I'm checking in with Sam at the switchboard. I am seeing what's going on. And all right, we have another call. We're going to get that caller. Okay. So reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email if you are interested in signing up for one of our groups. And on top of that, Dr. Allen does high bi-letter critiques. Hello, caller. You're live on the line with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
You have a question. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
My question is about...
What can I do for you?
Oh, thank you. I'm hoping you can help. I'm going to be getting out and starting dating again probably a little later this year. I've been holding off because of COVID. And my question My question is if I know how to behave and I can explain to the man that I want my feelings cherished and that I respect his thinking, do I have to explain to him what I'm doing? Meaning, do I have to tell him I'm using a method? Do I have to explain who you are? Or
no,
can I just use your
tools? No, you don't have to do that.
So is it just a matter of making sure
you ask the question that you don't want to answer? Ask me the question. I'll demonstrate. What is it you don't want to do?
Well, I think it's not so much a question of what I don't want to do. I'm thinking more of past dating experiences. When I have had issues with men before, and we have attempted counseling, and it hasn't worked. And so I'm just a little concerned if I have to explain to a man that I'm using the Pat Allen method.
The way you think, he'll ask it, whoever he is. Please ask me the question, and I'll demonstrate. And don't forget, these are podcasts. You can listen to these.
Yes. Okay, I guess the scenario I could possibly picture would be, I want you as a man to cherish my feelings, and I would like to respect your thinking. How do you feel about that?
Who said that? That sounds like you.
That is me.
Who's asking that question?
Me.
Okay, so say it again, because I was picturing... He was interviewing you, but now
no.
I find out it's you interviewing him. I don't approve of you interviewing him.
Okay. So
when he says, don't do that unless I'm a girlfriend or a fiance or a wife. So are you interested in a girlfriend?
Okay, I think I understand. So my bottom question was, do I have to explain to the men why
Darling,
I want them to
you're
share
not
my
going to even ask him the question.
Okay.
You're not going to ask him to kiss you. You're not going to kiss him. You're not going to ask him to stay over. He's going to ask to stay over. Do you understand what I mean? He's the man. Are you wanting to be the man?
I am not. I just wanted to be sure that I didn't have to explain to the man why I wanted my feelings cherished. I should just tell him not my feelings cherished.
That's because you're not going to do that.
Okay.
All he's going to say why we sleep together, fall in love with you, and I don't know you well enough to fall in love with you.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
I do.
Answer
okay.
Without doing Pat Allen.
Right. Okay. So I don't have to explain the methodology. I just have to use your tools and work the method.
Yes.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Okay. Dr. Pat also does life script appointments, which are pretty amazing. And, you get some papers you fill out, and Dr. Pat analyzes, and you do the life script appointment. And you can also sign up for that at info@drpatallen.com via email.
It's hour long.
It is. And then right now, I don't know if any of you know this or not, but at the website, www.drpatallen.com, you can download at the bottom of the page, chemistry, compatibility, and communication, which is Dr. Pat Allen's tools. And you can listen to that for free right now. I don't know how long it's going to be free, but it's been the special for a while, and it's pretty amazing. What I store is where you find all of our products, Dating Over 50 DVD, Dr. Pat Allen's books, Conversational Rape, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, and all of those lovely and wonderful things. So, Dr. Allen,
invite them to donate to pay for the show.
Well, that's true, because the Want Institute is a 501c3 not-for-profit educational corporation, which means your donation is 100% deductible on your tax return. And to do that, you reach out to info@drpatallen.com. Your donation to this nonprofit organization keeps Dr. Pat Allen on the air, broadcasting live, reaching out to the community, answering questions, and getting people in loving relationships. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Hi, I do. Thank you for...
Hi.
Thank you. How are you, Dr. Pat? How are you?
I'm just
Kelly?
Fine.
That is so
I'm
good.
Well, and I'm functioning. I'm doing fine.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm calling because I've been confused a little bit with some of the guys that are dating me, and I feel like I want to ask you the questions, because otherwise I'm going to drive myself crazy. So I love your advice, and I've been following them, but that is
all
guy.
Of my advice is based on science, not a religion, not a political group, science.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes. So thank you a lot. I really appreciate you. So this one guy in particular who has been dating me, he is doing something that I really, really would not work out.
What's he doing?
He is repeatedly contacting me in less than 24 hours to meet up.
But where did the law come that he couldn't do that?
Absolutely. That is not your law. That is my law before listening to your advice, right? And so in the beginning, I was very like, oh my gosh, like this makes me very uncomfortable because I have... Because I was a little bit busy, so I was like, oh, man, like, I kept telling him
why
no.
Why did you answer the phone? Can't you tell he's on the phone?
No. He texts me. He'll text me at, like, 11 a.m. He's like, let's go to the beach today at, like, 4 p.m. So he'll contact me.
What he's doing is calling you. I suggest that you answer it before the end of the day. Unless he's calling you at 5 to midnight or something, what's wrong with texting you?
No. He wants to meet up. So he's not my boyfriend.
And say, thank you for asking, but I've got other plans.
Absolutely. So that's been my answer to him. I've been telling him that I have other plans, or if not, I meet up with him. So I have told him that because he keeps telling me basically...
Have you told him I need 24, 48, how many hours do you need notice?
I need ideally 48 hours, minimum 24 hours.
Okay, well, let's admit it because my book is booked.
Okay.
So I'd rather you did that than punished him for doing that, because there are women that would love a man who's chasing them, and that's called courtship.
Absolutely.
So how about thank you so much for the attention, but I need a day, so 24 hours.
Okay. So I have told him that once before on a date that was last minute, and he said, okay, he likes me being honest, but then he didn't follow it. So I told him on a date, and like the next time he did the exact same thing. Like I was surprised he did it again.
I don't want you to tell him that you're on dates. I want you to tell him you have made other plans.
So I have told him before that on a date to him, to his face, that, hey, you are a great guy. I really like you. Well, you're a great guy, but I will feel good if you notify me 24 hours before meeting up. And he says,
that's great. So what's wrong with that?
But then he didn't do it. The next time he still contacted me and wanted to meet up in less than 4 hours.
And then you tell him it isn't 24 hours.
Okay.
You only need to set the law once and then follow up with it.
Okay.
It's too complicated the way you're doing it.
Okay. So then
I need 24 hours before I will answer. It says on your phone what time he calls.
Yes.
You can either answer it or you cannot answer it for 24 hours.
Okay. Yeah, because I will do that. And then.
But he needs to know you're doing it.
Can I send him a message right now telling him that? How should I word it?
No, because he could send you a nasty message that says, I wasn't even going to call you. You don't call a man and tell him how to date you. You tell him whether you're going to date him when he calls.
Okay.
Just stay in the moment. You don't want to get loaded up on phone calls, so you're going to tell everybody. Because when you become committed to somebody, I want you to answer the phone as soon as you get it.
Okay.
But it's first come, first served for men that are just dating you, not committed yet.
Absolutely. So thank you, Dr. Pat. I have two more questions.
Is that what you needed?
Yes, but I have two more questions.
What are they?
Okay. The second question is, how do I tell one of the guys that's dating me that I would prefer to meet closer to my area than driving 30 plus minutes to his area? How do I tell him that?
You would say, well, did he ask you to drive to him?
Yes.
I'm not willing to drive there. I'm willing to trade. You drive once and I'll drive once and then you drive. You can make a deal with him if you like him enough.
I like him, Dr. Pat. I just feel like, I don't know what it is about him. Maybe it's because...
maybe you don't have any chemistry for him.
I found him very attractive, actually.
Found him very attractive, then trade him. You drive 1 week and he drives the next week.
Yes, but what I'm trying to say, this is what I'm going to be honest with you, Dr. Pat. He actually smokes. There's this thing called vaping. I think it's nicotine in it. I'm not sure. I can Google it.
Wait a minute, he smokes pot or cigarettes?
He vapes, which I think is nicotine. In vapes.
What does he do?
Have you heard of vaping, Dr. Pat?
No, what is it?
It's like a type of smoking.
Vaping?
Yes.
Yeah, that's drugs.
Exactly. I've noticed he
You don't drive with somebody on drugs. You get killed.
Yeah.
Have you set the boundaries for your dating?
What do you mean, Dr. Pat?
Have you told him, I'm never going to be in the car when you're vaping?
No, never.
Well, I mean, are you going to be in the car when you're not?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then be sure you let him know. In fact, write down everything now. How often have you been dating him?
Weekly.
For how long?
Maybe a month.
Okay, it's time for you to write down all the things that you no longer want to experience and let him know that they could cause a breakup.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, my last question, Dr. Pat, is...
What is it?
You know how you said there's four phases to a relationship?
There's a year. You've got the first 3 months are perfect. The second 3 months are imperfect. The third 3 months you're negotiating. You know, you're going steady or you're going to not go steady. And the fourth 3 months, you're in a relationship.
Okay.
Or you're split up.
Okay.
So what about the period?
So what ended up happening was there's this guy that was dating me, and during the first 3 months, we had amazing chemistry. We went on a few dates, but because he had Omicron and I had Omicron, we didn't meet as often as we needed to become official. And then we had a misunderstanding, and we
did you ever become a ship?
No, we didn't, because
dump you?
No, he didn't dump me. I personally would be honest with you. I think he's, even though he is in his masculine,
do you put up with what he does like a doormat?
No, I don't. Exactly. I don't.
Tell him list of things you don't want or you'll not date him. And give him the paper. Give him the paper.
Oh, write it down and give it to him?
What?
Write it down and give it to him?
Yes. Tell him, okay. I've been dating a month I really cannot handle. And there it is. Vaping in the car, doing this, doing that. So if you want me, you can't do that with me. You can do it by yourself.
Yes. So this is actually a different guy, Dr. Pat. So right now I'm dating.
I don't care who it is. I want you always to tell men what the boundaries are. I don't care who it is.
Okay.
Let them know what will ruin the relationship when you find you've done 3 dates with him.
Okay.
You've got chemistry. Okay. But he's breaking some of your inside laws. But I want him to know what they are.
Okay. I will. But Dr. Pat, I'm actually asking for advice for another guy that I've been dating for 3 months. And this guy
Nobody's asking you to be a girlfriend.
He wants to ask me this weekend to be his girlfriend. He's calling me.
Well, then why don't you be his girlfriend and not date anybody else?
That is the problem.
Why? You don't like him?
during the last.
Well, then you didn't tell him the boundaries.
I just feel like the perfect phase, the first 3 months, I saw his perfect side. And now after 2 months, I
give it up with every guy you date. I want them to know what you don't want. Until you find somebody good enough to be a girlfriend with.
Okay.
Will you do that, please?
I will, Dr. Pat. I will. I'll start writing right now.
Okay. Good girl. Okay.
Thank you, caller. We are out of time. Dr. Pat, what do you have to say before we go?
The same old thing I always say. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments, the contracts that you make and keep.
For sure.
Yeah,
everyone, we're going to be back next week. Until then, take care. Be safe. The website, www.com. And we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.